From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President-elect Donald Trump met with another possible candidate for Secretary of State Monday, former CIA chief and retired General David Petraeus. Before leading the CIA, Petraeus was top U.S. commander in Iraq and led NATO forces in Afghanistan, but he was forced to resign from the CIA in disgrace after leaking classified information to his biographer, with whom he was having an affair. Despite Petraeus' past, Trump tweeted that he was very impressed with the retired general. The White House, major U.S. media outlets, and fact-checkers are debunking President-elect Donald Trump's claim that millions of people voted illegally in the November 8th election. Trump claims he would have defeated Democrat Hillary Clinton in the popular vote if it weren't for millions of people who he said voted illegally. He did not offer any evidence for the claim. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says there is no evidence.
I think what I can say is an objective fact is that there's been no evidence produced to substantiate a claim like that.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission has agreed to do a recount of the presidential ballots from the recent election. Wisconsin Election Commissioner Administrator Mike Haas says it will be difficult to get the job done in time.
Many of our counties we expect to be finished in a week or a little over a week. But if you talk about Dane County, Milwaukee County, Greene County, Waukesha County, some of our more populous counties, it is going to be a challenge.
Meanwhile, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, who petitioned for the recount, sued the agency after it refused to do the recount by hand. She's also suing the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. This is VOA News.